我们在天上的父。
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们是在感谢赞美你。
How much we want to thank you and praise you.
像我们本来是如土如尘的人，今天蒙了大恩。
We were used to like the dust, meaningless, yet we have received this great grace from you.
你从亿万人中把我们分别出来，归给你自己。
You have set us apart from millions and billions of people and made us belong to you.
因为你打发了你的儿子。他成为我们的好牧人，来为羊舍命。
And because you have sent forth your beloved son to be our shepherd and even die for the sheep.
主啊，你的大爱就在你的儿子的牺牲上向我们完全的显明。
And your great love has been greatly demonstrated through your beloved son Jesus Christ.
我们理当蒙恩的人，每个主日早晨来到你自己的脚前。
And we who have received this grace shall come together to worship you every Sunday.
我们带着欢喜快乐的心情，我们把所有的重担、所有的烦恼都卸下来。
Yeah, we with a great joy and we lay aside all our troubles and burdens.
让我们的眼睛今天完全注目在。你自己的身上。
And we open our eyes and fix our eyes upon on you only.
愿你的荣耀，你的荣美，吸引我们每一个人的心。
May your glory and beauty attract us.
当年你在荣耀中向亚伯拉罕显现，他就走上了这条路。
In the ancient times, when you show yourself in your glory, Abraham was called and walked on the path of faith.
主啊，今天在我们的生命中。我们也需要有亚伯拉罕一样的意象。
And in the same way as we're living in today's world, we need the same vision as Abraham had.
凡是被你的荣耀吸引的人，都是跑天路的人。
And those who were drawn by your glories are all those who walk on the path of faith.
主啊，我们是何等有福的一群。
What a blessed we are! How blessed we are, Lord!
因为我们人生有目标。
Because we have this goal set ahead of us.
主啊，我们愿意你自己来得着我们每一个人的心。
And Lord, it is our desire that we bring our love and heart to you.
主啊，让我们听见你向我们每一个人的呼召。
So that we have this heart to listen and to respond to your call.
叫我们能够做一个合神心意的人。
So that we will walk with the manner that is worthy of your will of God.
我们现在在这一年的第一个月，新的开始。
And as we're entering the first month of this new year, this is a new beginning.
让我们能够有一个新的志向。
So may all of us would have this new resolution.
愿意讨你的喜悦，明白你的旨意。
That is to please you and to know your will.
不再做糊涂人。
So that no longer we're foolish.
让我们做一个聪明有见识的管家。
So that we all would become the sensible and wise stewards.
在你的家中能够尽心竭力的来侍奉我们的神，
我们的
弟兄姐妹。
We may serve you and serve our brothers and sisters faithfully in your household.
主啊，叫你的心满意足。
So that your heart will be satisfied.
你的荣耀大大充满你自己在地上的众教会。
And may your glory filled greatly in all the churches on this earth.
请听我们的祷告。
May you listen to our prayers.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray this prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹，请坐。
Please be seated.
早上好。
Good morning to you.
我们现在在一年的第一个月开始。
Like I mentioned earlier, we're in the beginning of the new year. In a word, we're in the first month of the year.
对，你注意看我今天的题目。
So I'd like to invite you to pay attention to today's sermon theme.
对，圣经里对正月的启示。
So the title is The Spiritual Significance of the First Month of the Year.
对，因为你如果仔细的来看圣经。
So if we examine our Bibles carefully,
神做事有他的时间。
God has his own timing when he does things.
我们中间有多少人喜欢每年种一点蔬菜在院子里或种一点花。
Yeah, let me ask you, if there is any one of you who would like to plant a few vegetable seeds in the garden.
有这个嗜好的，看我看看有多不多。
Yeah, could you please raise your hand if you'd like to plant a few vegetable seeds, hoping that you may receive crops.
手指都是绿的，对吧？ Green thumb.
Yeah, this is what we call, wow, if you're really good at that, you have this green thumbs.
对。 当你在那里摸索学习种菜种花的时候
so,
你有一个秘密抓到没有
So while you are still a search or the research on kind of learn how to grow your vegetables, have you learned this secret yet?
你能够拿一个种子高兴 下种就下种吗
Are you able to grasp a bunch of seeds and plant whenever, wherever you want?
那你一定是失败很多。
And let me tell you, I'm sure if this is the case, you must have failed a lot.
如果你是一个行家，你要种什么东西的时候，你一定要先摸索一件事情，就是 timing 时间。
Yes, if you want to really be good, you want to be good at this kind of growing vegetables in garden, you have to learn one thing in the first place. That's the timing of the year.
你要知道在哪一个月。是你该下这个某种生命某种菜的那个时间下对了你就有收成
You have to beware the seeds the different seeds and also the different timing for planting them
所以每一个有生命的东西都有它的时间性
So every living creature is limited to its time
对不对你要做桌子做椅子这个没有生命的你高兴什么时候做都可以做
And if you like to make tables and make a desk these are lifeless things so you can make it whenever you want to
但是你每一次摸到有生命性的东西的时候你都要了解这个生命本身有它的时间性
But as far as a living creature is concerned You have to know their timings
好我们来读几处的圣经
Let's read a few passages first
请我们先打开这个传道书的第三章第一节
Let us turn to the Bible of Ecclesiastes Chapter 3, verse 1
这本书是在圣经里面少有的有智慧的一个王他的名字叫所罗门他一生的摸索的观察他把他认识的这一个神用这一卷书来表达
And this book was written by probably the unprecedented wise king Solomon So he wrote this book to summarize all his observations and all his thoughts over his lifetime And to describe what kind of God that he knows
关于时间他告诉我们第三章里面有一段话
So regarding time and there is one verse that describes it
他第一句话就说凡事都有定期天下万物都有定时
So chapter 3 verse 1 it reads There is an appointed time for everything And there is a time for every event under heaven
这是我们神做事的一个法则
And you have to bear this in mind This is the rule of God who does things
他告诉我们凡事都有时间的
And it tells us that there is an appointed time for everything
但是你如果追问下去，什么是时间
？But if you like to pursue a little further and ask what is time, what is a definition of a time?
本来是一个很简单的问题，但是你看你问的对象是谁
？Well, it seems a simple one. It seems a simple question, but it depends who you ask to.
如果你跟爱因斯坦问这句话的话
，But if what if you ask this question to Einstein?
爱因斯坦怎么回答你什么是时间
？And imagine what if what he would answer you?
他说时间是一个 illusion.
And he would have said a time is an illusion.
中文是什么？
是一个
幻影 对
，illusion, disillusion。
所以你就听着就很玄了。
So it seems quite philosophical.
但是你如果从神的观点来看，他说万事都有它的时间，都有它的定时。
But if we try to look from God's perspective, it says there is an appointed time for everything. So everything has a timing.
好，这是一个很重要的概念。我们下面跳到十四节、十五节。
Now let's move down to chapter four, to verse 14 and verse 15.
我知道神一切所做的都必永存，无所增添，无所减少。这样，神这样行，是要人在他面前存敬畏的心。
I know that everything God does will remain forever. There is nothing to add to it, and there is nothing to take from it. And God has so worked that people will fear Him.
现今的事， 早先就有了，将来的事早也已有了，并且神使已过的事重新再来。
That which is what has already been, and that which will be has already been, and God seeks what has passed by.
这句话读得懂，读不懂？
And let me ask you this: Do you understand these two verses?
你如果根据这句话往深一点挖的话，告诉你，天下所有的事情都是一个什么？中国的话叫做风水轮流转。
So if you dig deeper and really examine these verses carefully, you probably end up get to understand that everything comes to an end, that it's a cycle.
那每一个时间都有它的一个周期。
And in other words, that everything has a kind of a circle.
而且神做的事情，他都已经做好了。
What God plans to do, He has already done.
对，你人没有办法增加些什么或者减少些什么。
And there's nothing we can add to it or we can take from it.
只有他做的是能够穿越时间，永恒性。
And in other words, that his work has surpassed the limitation of a time.
人做的都是如草上的花，花必凋谢，它会有起来，但是又会消亡。但是神做的，它能够存到永远。
But what he does is like a grass in the morning; it will wither in the afternoon and will be buried.
这是
so, yeah.
这是所罗门王在他一生的观察里头，他。
And that's what King Solomon has observed and summarized in this book.
好，那我就根据于这一个时间的原则，我们来看神做事，他曾经在历史上怎么样表明这个时间对神是有非常重要的意义。
So since we have examined from God's perspective regarding the time or the timing, now let's go through the Bible, especially in the Old Testament, to see how God does his work through the time of history.
当我们认识了神在时间里面他做事的时候，那我们所有聪明的人，你就要知道，就刚刚我一开始的所说，你如果要做成功的一个农夫的话，你就必须知道这个种子该什么时间下种，什么时候收成。
So when we examine what God has done through the time of history, through the times, we probably get to know a little bit about the timing from God's perspective, as if we know how to grow seeds according to its timing.
你时间抓对了，这个事情就可以成功。
If you grasp the timing correctly, you will succeed.
如果时间没搞对，你怎么搞，白忙一场。
But if you messed up the timing, you'll probably just end up with nothing.
所以我们古人就会说，要一件事情要成功，有三个要素：天时、地利、人和。
And so no wonder the Chinese ancients summarized that in order to be succeed, there are three key elements, that is the heavens, the earth, and the people.
所以这个三个元素是我们祖先多少几千年来人生的经历的累积，他发现宇宙中有这样的规律。
So when we talk about a heaven in ancient Chinese wisdom, we're referring to the timing of God. So the ancient Chinese observe and seem to probably conclude in this with the same conclusion, that is the heaven, the time of God, and then the earth, in other words, that what happened on the earth, the timing of the earth, and then people who act in it accordingly.
好。那在旧约里头，神来跟以色列人启示神的律法的时候
，So when God revealed Himself regarding the Mosaic laws and the laws to the Israelites，
我们如果读出埃及记，你就知道神告诉他们神的时间。
And especially when we read the book of Exodus, God revealed to Moses and Israelites a lot about his timing.
首先，以色列人出埃及，对吧？
So Exodus is of course is about how Moses brought Israelites out of Egypt.
神有没有选时间带他们出来？
So let me ask you, did God pick a particular time and to bring them out?
有。
Yes, he did.
神选好时间了，告诉摩西。
And yes, indeed, he picked the time and then he told to Moses.
对，几月几号你们要做什么事情？
And on what day and of what month you shall do what things?
那所以当他们要出来的时候，那个晚上叫做逾越节的晚上。
So on the night, then they were ready to go. On that particular night, we call this Passover.
对，那一个逾越节的晚上的故事，我们大部分的基督徒都应该知道。
And I'm sure most of the Christians are very familiar with what happened during that Passover night.
那个背景是这个。他们的那个时候的王，埃及的法老，不愿意让这个廉价劳工就这么走了，这怎么可以？所以这个王是打死也不放他们走的。
So the Passover night, a little background information about this Passover night is that then the Pharaoh, the Egyptian king, who was hardened in heart and won't let the Egyptian, would let in the Israelites who were free laborers to go away.
所以神就用了十个灾来咒诅这一个。在埃及的这些偶像。
So God sent forth 10 plagues to curse all the idols in Egypt.
那逾越节晚上是最后一个灾，第十灾。
And during this Passover night, it was the 10th, also the last plague.
神怎么样子把以色列人能够放出去呢？神要击杀那一天在埃及所有的长子还有头生的牛羊。
And so the 10th,Also, the last plague that is God is to send forth angels to kill all the firstborn of Egyptian and also the firstborn of all kinds of beasts.
谁能够免呢?
And who were exempt from this attempt at the plague?
就是如果你们家杀了一个羊羔，把它的血涂在门楣上。
Those households who actually slay a lamb and put the lamb's blood on the tails of the door.
对吧？所以神告诉他们，十号你们准备羊羔，然后十四号你们把羊羔宰了，血涂上去。
So God sent very detailed instruction to Israelites. On the 10th day of this month, you shall pick the lamb. On the 14th day of the month, you shall slay the lamb.
然后你们全家在一起吃这只羊羔。
And you shall eat the lamb hastily.
然后准备上路。
And then you're ready to go.
这个历史我们读出埃及记都知道。
And I know that you must be very familiar with this passage in Exodus.
所以羊羔被宰的那天是一月十四号。
So on the 14th day of the month, the lambs were slayed.
他们离开埃及是一月十五号。
And the day that they went on to leave out Egypt, that was on the 15th day of the month.
然后神到了西乃山向他们颁布律法的时候。
When they proclaimed the laws to the Israelites on Mount Sinai.
那就神告诉他们，你们。有这个十条诫命，对吧？
And on that day, God proclaimed 10 commandments to all Israelites.
然后，有许许多多神要启示给以色列人的这些律法的细节，这个出埃及记都有记录下来。
And there are more a series of instruction regarding the laws and the rituals were recorded in the book of Exodus.
那我要把大家的注意力放在七个节期。
But I want you to bring your focus on these seven festivals.
对，那这个七个节期呢，肖矮曾经跟大家在好几年前讲过。
And I know that Sister Shao and Sister Alice had shared this regarding seven festivals during her few past series of sermons during this past few years.
如果你有兴趣，你可以上我们教会的网页，可以找到肖矮那个时候讲到七个节期。
If you're interested, you might search on our website, so you may find all the videos and messages regarding the seven festivals.
所以我没有必要再一个一个把这个什么节期、什么意思、什么细节跟大家再去讲，不需要了。
So I won't take the time to explain these seven festivals in details here.
但这一次我的负担是要让大家来看这个时间性。
Yeah, but my time, about my burden. burden here is today I'd like you to focus on the timing of history, the timing of things.
那我们稍微很简单的说一下，有哪一年中对犹太人来讲有哪七个大节。
But before that, I'd like to explain briefly, from a time's perspective, that the seven festivals that play an important role in Israel history.
第一个大节就是月节开始。
The first big festival is Passover.
神设立这个月是正月。
And so, because God set that particular month as the first month of the year.
对，出埃及的那一天是十四号。
When they left Egypt, that was on the 15th. Yeah, so the Passover night was on the 14th day of the month.
开始离开埃及是十五号。
And when they took off and left Egypt, was on the 15th day of the month.
是跟月亮有关系的。
And so this is all relevant to the moon activity.
十五正月十五号是什么月？满月，对吧？
That particular night, the Passover, and also on the 15th day of the month was the full moon.
所以他们出去的时候，这个路是看得清清楚楚。
So when they left, there was a full moon, so they can see the road and the path clearly.
一连就是在从第一天这。月节开始，一连有三个大节。
So starting from Passover, followed by two important festivals.
第二个节是什么节？除酵节。
That is unleavened bread festival.
对 ，Feast of unleavened bread.
Yeah.
那么第三个节就是。出手节对吧
and the third festival is the new crop festival of a new crop not exactly I know 出节
那预表什么
so what does this third festival prophesy
如果这个月节把羊羔杀了是预表有一个神的羔羊要最后为我们被挂在十字架上，这是月节神要宣布的那个中心的意义。
So the Passover foreshadows that this lamb will be slain on the cross. That prophesy that there is a Jesus Christ who died on the cross for the sake of us.
对吧？因为主耶稣来的时候，第一个为他做见证的那一个人叫做施洗约翰。
Because when Jesus came to this world, the first witness was John the Baptist.
那个施洗约翰为耶稣正做见证，他说：“看哪，神的羔羊，
because
为除去世人罪孽的。”
Yeah, because John Baptist, who when he saw Jesus Christ, who testified, and then he testified and by saying, "Look, the Lamb of God, who is come to the world and to remove all the sins."
那所以呢，主耶稣来了，他果然是在。月节那一天上十字架为我们舍命来应验了月节真正的实体的 reality 表现在这个世界上
yeah, but, so if we read the New Testament we will realize that this is exactly what happened to Jesus Christ when he died on the cross for the sake of us that was the Passover night
第二个节日就是除酵节
so the second festival was the festival of unleavened bread
那这个酵在圣经里面永远是代表什么罪
and bear in this mind the leaven always means the sins
那么除酵的意思就是把罪除掉
so in other words that the festival of unleavened bread means you removed the sin from the group
那我们知道罪怎么能够除掉照神的法则
so how will we be able to remove the sins from the group according to the rule of God
就是有血羔羊的血要 流出来
you have to shed the blood of a lamb
对吧若不流血罪不得赦免
because if there is no blood shed on the cross no sins will be forgiven
所以当主耶稣在十字架上把他的血流出来的时候他最后 一句话就是成了
and so when Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross and shed the blood for the sake of us the last word he ever said was it is done it is
那在圣殿就发生什么事
and then what happened to the holy temple
那个幔子 就从上到下裂开来了。
And the temple was shaken, and the veil was broken from top to the down.
对，那就告诉我们，人跟神之间本来隔开的那个幔子怎么样？
And symbolically, that means that the veil that used to set us apart, set us from God, that has prevented us from seeing God, has been broken. And once again, that we were forgiven from our sins through the blood of Jesus Christ, that this veil's been broken.
第三个节日是什么？
And on the third festival, what is the third festival? That's the festival of new crops.
那这个初熟节是第三天，紧接着就发生了。
And that happened. That followed immediately after the second festival.
表明什么事？
And what does this represent?
就是那个被杀的主耶稣。他死了，他埋葬，他如他所说，第三天就从死里怎么样？五就是
the word
哦，对对对 ，penta 对
Penta,
是的
，Pentecost penta so in other words that is
五十天
50.
那这个五十天就来到了这一个这个五旬节，那一天什么时候什么事情发生？五旬节。圣灵降临。
So on the day of the Pentecost, the Holy Spirit comes down.
因为主耶稣对门徒说：“你们不要离开耶路撒冷，要在耶路撒冷等那应许的圣灵要降临在你们身上。”
Because this is what Lord Jesus said to his disciples: Do not leave Jerusalem, but just remain in Jerusalem, because the Holy Spirit is going to come down to you.
这整个的历史是记载在《使徒行传》的第。
And all these things has been recorded in the book of Acts, on the second chapter.
所以，这个头四个大的节日都在耶稣第一次来的时候实现了。
So these first four big and important festivals have been fulfilled during Jesus' first coming.
这是犹太人从摩西开始一直到主耶稣。还有一直到现在，他们只要是这个 Orthodox Jew， 就是正统犹太教的人，他们就一直遵行摩西留给他们的这个律法中的要求。
Yeah, so these four festivals had been followed strictly by the Orthodox Jews and of course a generation of Christians.
那他们懂不懂这个节期？为什么神要他们守着期？七个大节，每年都是年年如此，反复的做。
But do they really understand why God asks them to keep or to observe these seven important festivals year by year?
他们懂吗
？Do they really understand?
好，你们认为如何
？What do you think?
大部分是不懂的。
Most of them, they do not understand.
只知其然，不知其。所以然
They only know what has been done, but do not know the reason behind it.
所以你就会发现，他们从摩西一直到主耶稣，过了差不多1400年的历史。
And so from Moses' time to Jesus' time, 1400 years have passed.
他们这样子一年一年都要做，神跟他们讲得很清楚，你们每一年都要这样到耶路撒冷来过节。守着这七个节日里面有三个重要的节，你们所有的男丁，不管你在世界什么地方，你都要到耶路撒冷来向我献祭，向我献礼物。
So during this long 1400 years, Orthodox Jews come together, especially during this three important festival. All the males, no matter where they are, they have to come across the whole world to come to Jerusalem to observe these three important festivals. Year by year.
对，如果你是一个虔诚的犹太教徒，你的的确确因为爱神的缘故，你每年都会这样做的。
And if you are devoted Jews, yes, indeed, for the sake of love, you're willingly to come and to observe these seven important festivals.
所以你如果问这些犹太人，你问他你为什么这样做，他说这是我们祖先告诉我们，我们就每一代都在这里照着这个传统。来过这些节期。
So if you ask some Jewish friends, the chances are you probably get the same answer that this is what my ancestor used to do, and this is what I've been taught to do.
但是真正这个像神把这个节期的奥秘向人解开的时候，是耶稣来了，才开始明白了。
But until Jesus came to the world for the first time, the mystery and the reason why we shall celebrate these seven festivals have been fully revealed.
好，今天我要讲到的时候，我会重点放在这一个第一个月，就是在正月的时候。神当初这样告诉犹太人，你们要这样守这个节日，那我们要从圣经里面来一个一个来看神在这些节日的时候做过什么事情在历史中。
Yeah, so just a little few, just a few background information instruction regarding these seven festivals. But now let's back to our today theme that the spiritual, also the biblical significance regarding the first month of the year. So we're here to examine God's work during the first month of the year.
这个让我们知道神做事的时间性，这是我们今天这个讲道要达成的目的。
And so in this way, we're able to understand or know a little more about the timing of God's work.
但是这不是我整个的信息的全貌。
But this is not the whole picture of yet.
我第二篇信息过两个主日以后，我要讲第二篇信息。
And my second series of sermons, 2 weeks from now.
那我就要讲到这个七个节期的后面三个。
It's about to preach a little bit more regarding the three other festivals.
后面剩下来三个有哪三个节
？So let me ask you, what are these three festivals left?
第一个吹角节。
The first one is the festival of trumpets.
对。那吹角节发生在几月几号
？And when does it happen？
7月1号。
That happened on the seventh month of the year, on the first day of the seventh month.
对，那你如果等一下你到圣经里面你去读这个出埃及记的。23章你可以找得到。
And so if you read the chapter 23 on the book of Genesis, you may find the festivals and also the details regarding.
第二个节日是什么？
And what is the second?
吹角节之后十天。
That is 10 days after the festival of trumpets.
就是赎罪日。
And this is actually the festival of atonement.
对，就是 Yom Kippur， 就是希腊。不是希伯来文叫做 Yom Kippur， 就是赎罪日，这是第二个节日。
Yeah, so in the Hebrew words, that is Yom Kippur. That means this is the day that was for the atonement.
对，再过五天。
And 5 days more after the second festival.
就是祝棚节。
Tabernacle, that's the festival of a tabernacle.
对，这三个节都发生在一个月里头，就是七月。
So these last three festivals happened during the month, during the seventh month of the year.
你们应该都是最聪明的人。
And I know what we have here, all the smart people here.
如果神启示给人七个节日在一年的当中。
So if God sent forth these seven festivals of the year,
那知其然的人、听话的人就规规矩矩，每年就守这个七个节期，对吧
？So those who know what to do, they would observe these seven festivals as set by God Himself.
但是我们是新约时代的基督徒。
But we are the Christians in the New Testament.
我们现在已经不管这些节日了，对不对
？And we no longer observe strictly these seven festivals.
是管还是不管？这留在你们自己肚子里面慢慢去琢磨。
Yeah, so I leave this to you for debate.
但是我要说的这个点是，神昨日、今日到永远，怎么样？不改变。
But the key here is the God that who was, who is, and who is to come. And no matter what and when and where he is, he is the same.
这个七个节日是为着他儿子设定的。
So God set these seven festivals for his beloved son, Jesus Christ.
因为我刚刚已经用头四个证明给大家看。头四个的实体就是在耶稣第一次来的时候完成了。
Because what I've just shown you, these first four festivals are all prepared for the coming of Jesus Christ, which he had fulfilled during his first coming.
聪明的弟兄姐妹们
So my dear and smart brothers and sisters,
请问后三个是为什么而设立？
So what are the last three festivals about?
啊，一定是为他第二次来说明的，对不对？
You nail it. The last three festivals are prepared for Jesus' second coming.
所以我们一直基督徒有一个最重要的盼望，这个盼望就是主耶稣的第二次来，对吧？
So our biggest hope is always about Jesus' second coming.
所以如果你聪明的话，
So if you're smart enough,
主耶稣什么时候来？
When will Jesus come for the second time?
我们没有人知道。
And of course, according to the Bible, no one really knows.
是那时辰那日子没有人知道，只有谁知道？只有天上的父知道，
yes, indeed. And that day, the day, the time, and the moment, no one knows, but only God, our Father in heaven, knows.
但是
But there is a but.
你可以知道什么？
What you may know about His second coming.
啊。他一定会来。
So one thing is for sure, he will and he is to come for the second time.
如果他第一次来的时候，他上十字架的日子是逾越节的那一天发生的。
So based on what we understand and also that the passage of the Bible, that when Jesus first came to the world, he died on the cross and shed blood for the sake of us. He died on the night of a Passover.
那保罗告诉我们，我们什么时候要复活？
And according to Apostle Paul's recording, when we will be raised from dead.
什么时候要复活？什么时候死？我是指死的要复活，活着的人要改变。
And so what I'm referring to is really about the dead will be resurrected and the living will be transformed.
然后这两批人要合在一起，怎么样？一同被提到哪里？到空中云上，与谁相会？与主耶稣相会，有没有？几章什么书几章几节？
提撒罗尼亚。
哥林多。
OK。
前书十五章。
OK。
跟帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章，对吧
？So yeah, as I described earlier,
这些都是最重要的经节，你千万要把它写下来啊。
Yeah, so these are important passages that, as I mentioned earlier, that these two group of people they will be lifted up and meet God in heaven above cloud in the air and above the cloud, and so these all be recorded in first of all in the First Corinthians. Chapter 15, and then it's also recorded in the first book of Thessalonians, chapter 14. Chapter 4.
好，主耶稣自己有没有讲他第二次来是什么情形？
So, did Jesus mention about his second coming as well?
马太二十四章。
That was recorded in the book of Matthew, chapter 24.
哎，如果你睡着，现在千万要醒过来啊。
So, my dear brothers and sisters, if you happen to fall to sleep, please wake up now.
你一定要听进去。
You must listen.
我回来的时候，跟他第一次来一不一样。
Did Jesus say?
第一次来是个小 baby.
Yeah, so.
对不对？谁知道他来了？只有牧羊人，还有呢？东方的博士，
yeah.
对吧？来的，其他的都是猛查查。
So when Jesus was first, when Jesus first came to the world, he came to the world as a little baby, and only a few shepherds in the wilderness, and also three wise men who know that he was coming. He is coming. So the rest of the world is not aware of his coming. But how about his second coming?
对吧？这是他第一次来的时候，圣经都写在那里了，但是真正知道主耶稣来了，就这么寥寥几个人呢、啊。
Yeah, so now from many generations later, that when we read the Bible, we know what happened when he first came to the world during the first time. But in his time, only a few of the people knew that he was coming.
主耶稣第二次来，他自己说得很清楚，我要再来。
And Jesus mentioned it clearly in the four Gospels.
而且他说我是荣耀的再来。
And he said, I will come back with the glory.
对不对？他要来的时候，有带着千万天使跟众使者一起来。
And he's going to bring with a multitude, with a lot of angels and hosts.
吹不吹号？
And the trumpet will be blown.
主耶稣有没有讲有要吹号？
And did he mention that the trumpet will be blown?
我要把我的选民从天的四方召来。
And yes, he said, yes, I will call all my people from all corners of the world when the trumpet was blown.
所以主耶稣提到创。
So, yes, indeed, Jesus Christ, our Lord, mentioned the trumpet during his second coming.
保罗有没有告诉我们吹不吹号?
So, the Apostle Paul also mentioned the trumpet when Jesus will come for the second time.
有吧?
Yes, he did.
他说,末世号筒吹响的时候，死人要复活，复活人要改变。
And he did mention in the second in the first book of Thessalonians that when the trumpet was blown, the dead will be raised and will be resurrected, and the living will be transformed.
主耶稣讲到有号声，保罗也告诉我们有号声。
So both Lord Jesus Christ and Apostle Paul mentioned trumpets.
而且保罗说的更准确一点。是最后一支号。
And Paul was more specific. He said during the last trumpet.
对吧？好了，你把这些圣经的话放在一起，就有一个底，就是主耶稣来的时候是发生第二次来，我们要被提，要跟他碰面。在空中与他相面的时候，是在最后一支号的时候。
So let us bear in this mind that since Apostle Paul and Lord Jesus Christ both mentioned the trumpets, especially the last trumpet. So when the last trumpet was blown, let us bear in mind his coming is near.
七个节。
So seven festivals.
哪个节讲吹号？
So which festival is referring to trumpets?
啊吹角节，对不对？
That was on the fifth festival. That is a festival of trumpets.
所以你就要注意，所有的吹角节，你要把耳朵、眼睛什么呀，打开来啊，不要睡觉。
Yeah, so tune in when it comes to the festival of trumpets.
对不对？所以我这是我第二篇信息我要讲的，今天只是给你们。预告一下。
So this is only this is a little introduction regarding my second sermon about the spiritual significance of the first month of the year or the seven festivals.
你信也好，不信也好，我话是先讲在前面。
So believe it or not, let me just put it here.
好，那我们现在言归今天的正传，我要讲神在头正月的时候，在历史中做过几件大事。
So let's once again get back to today's theme. That's what God has done during the first month of the year.
好，那就是创世纪八章十三节。
And so let's back to the book of
Genesis.
Genesis.
第三页的第。
三章还是八章？你说
八章
？Yeah,
在讲义里头有的。
Oh, okay.
创世纪八章十三节。
Okay, Genesis 8:13.
对，到挪亚601岁，正月初一，地上的水都干了。挪亚撤去方舟的盖，观看，便见地面上干了。
So Genesis 8:18. So Noah went out, and his sons and his wife. And I'm sorry.
八就是八章十三节。
八章十三节哈 ，verse 13. I'm sorry. Genesis 8:13. Now it came about in the 601st year, in the first month, on the first of the month, the water was dried up from the earth. Then Noah removed the covering of the ark and looked.And behold, the surface of the ground was dried up.
所以这是创世纪里面让我们看见洪水退掉的那一天，是正月初一。
So we see that When did the flood actually came away or go away? That happened on the first day of the first month of the year.
神要向人传达一个什么信号？
So what was the sign that God sent to us?
洪水代表什么？
So what does flood represent?
神对罪恶的什么？审判，对吧？
That's the judgment.
整个当时的世界因着这个大的洪水，就人类就怎么样？灭亡了。
So that's the judgment against the sin. And because of the sins, by the time that we're all over the world, so God sent for the flood to remove.
洪水是讲到神的对罪恶的审判。
So the flood is always about the judgment against the sins.
好，现在圣经说洪水退掉了。
And now on this particular verse, it says that the ground was dried up.
干地出来了。
So the surface came out.
这个信号是什么？
And what is the sign regarding this?
一个新的开始。
It means there is a new beginning.
神的震怒审判已经过去了。
Because
现在神要开始恢复他的大地。
Because his judgment, God's judgment is over. And now he restored a new beginning for all of us.
所以正月初一，神要向全世界做一个很重要的宣告，现在进入神恢复的开始。
So,In the first, on the first day of the first month, God has proclaimed to the world that the flood is over, and now we are entering a new era.
同样的原则，我们看出埃及记十二章第一节到第三节。
And now let's turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 12, verse 1 through 3.
对，有吗？你找得到吗
？Yeah, Exodus 12, 1 to.
就是。刚刚我们读完这个《创世纪》完之后，紧接着下来就是《出埃及记》十二章第一的第一到第三节。
Yeah. So Exodus chapter 12, verse 1 through 3.
有没有？没有。好，我念给大家听。
Let me read this to you.
耶和华在埃及地晓谕摩西、亚伦说：“你们要以本月为正月，为一年之首。”第三节，你们吩咐以色列全会众说，本月初十，个人要按着父家取羊羔，一家一只。
Yeah, so Book of Exodus, chapter 12, verse 1 through 3. Now the Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, This month shall be the beginning of a month for you. It is to be the first month of the year to you. And verse 3, Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, On the 10th of this month, they are to reach their reach one to take a lamb for themselves according to their father's households, a lamb for each household.
这个故事就是我们刚刚讲的逾越节的故事，对吧？
And this is actually the beginning of the story of a Passover.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So my dear brothers and sisters,
刚刚创世纪神给我们的信号是正月是神开始要做恢复的工作，对吧？
So when we read the book of Genesis and when what God sent for what we got sent to us, the sign is the judgment is over and now we're entering into His new restoration.
那么现在神对以色列人说，正月你们一年的开始就在这个月，现在从羔羊开始。
And on the second book, that is the book of Exodus, God sent another sign by saying, this is the first month, this is the first month of the year. Now let us prepare a lamb for each household.
所以神的启示，神的 recovery, 神的恢复，进一步就告诉我们，神的恢复永远从羔羊开始。
And so that's God's restoration, and that's God's revelation. It's all about that our restoration start with Lamb. That's the Son of Jesus. That is the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
羔羊必须来，必须流血，必须上十字架。
And the Lamb must come, and the Lamb must shed blood. The Lamb must go on to the cross for the sake of us.
这样。神的公义就得到满足了。
And in this way, that God's justice will be satisfied.
这是在创世纪，在出埃及记，我们看到的这个正月的第一个意义。
And so this is the first meaning of the first month of the year that's been illustrated in the book of Genesis and the book of Exodus.
那后来到了这个民数记三十三章第三节。
And so now let's come down to the book of Numbers. Book of Numbers, chapter 33, verse 3.
第二个意义是什么呢?
And so what's the second meaning?
正月初十, 百姓从约旦河上来，对不起，对不起，正月十日就是逾越节的次日，以色列人从兰塞起行，在埃及人眼前昂然无惧地出去了。
So, Book of Numbers, chapter 33, verse 3. Now they journeyed from Ramses in the first month, on the 15th day of the first month, on the day after the Passover, the sons of Israel started out boldly in the sight of all the Egyptians.
逾越节一过，第二天就是出埃及。
So, shortly after Passover, the next day after Passover,
这个宣告什么？出埃及代表什么意思？神怎么没有说，你们就搬家就搬到埃及隔壁，就跨一个境界，从 Bellevue 到 Seattle 就可以了。
Yeah, so on the 14th day of the month, the Israelites started out and leave out Egypt boldly in the sight of Egyptians. So what does the Exodus mean? It doesn't mean that God just says, hey, just like we are living in Bellevue, let's move, let's leave this city of Bellevue, let's move up to a city of Seattle next door.
Yeah, 神没有这样子做。
God didn't ask to do this.
过红海，才一个大的事情，过红海才到那个目的地去。
But rather, God has a bigger plan. That God didn't ask Israelites to move next door, but rather He asked them to leave Egypt and cross the Red Sea.
圣经有一句话在出埃及记里面说得很清楚。
And so it was clearly stated in the Book of Exodus.
其实从埃及到迦南。有一条最简单的路，就是沿着海走过去，11天走完。
So the shortest shortcut from Egypt to the land of Canaan is actually across the sea coast. It's by the coast. So it only takes 11 days to walk through this whole way from Egypt to the land of Canaan, as God has promised.
神没有这样做。
God didn't ask them to follow the shortest way.
那是最简单、最直截了当。
Because this is the simplest and also the shortcut to get the destination.
但是这不是神的道路，神的路不是这样走的。
But God's way is above this.
神要刻意的带他们来到红海，然后把红海裂开，让他们看见神的神迹，这样子过去，然后干嘛？
But rather, God led the Israelites to across the Jordan River. He opened and dried the Jordan River. So I'm sorry, the Red Sea, so that they can cross the sea. And then what did they see?
第一。他们跟埃及中间就有了一个什么东西隔开，红海隔开，这是第一。第二，谁在红海底下？法老跟他的全军都在红海的底下。
So first thing first, and number one. So let me ask you, that Red Sea has set apart.Set the Israelites apart from Egyptians. This is first one. And the second thing is, who were buried under the sea? That the Egyptians and also Pharaoh.
这个就是神向全世界，向犹太人宣告，这一群人跟埃及怎么样？一刀两断。
So in other words, and symbolically and also reality, that God has cut him off from the crowd of Egyptians.
对吧？神审判了埃及，神审判了埃及的王，神审判了他所有的军队，就他一切的权势都被埋在红海底下。
And so in other words, that the God has judged against Egypt, God has judged against the Egyptians and the Pharaoh, and he has buried everything under the sea.
那么埃及代表什么
？And what? And so we let me ask this question. What does Egypt represent?
就是这个世界。
So in other words, that Egypt represents the world,
对不对
？And all the things in it.
整个的世界服在谁的手下？世界的王。
The Bible says that all the world was under the foot of the king of the world.
那就是撒旦。
That is Satan.
所以神今天要把我们从撒旦的权下怎么样？释放出来。
And God is to set us free from the authority of Satan.
所以神刻意要把他们很清楚的从埃及带出来，不但为他们预备了一个羔羊，还预备了一个大的红海，让他们从红海过红海 而离开了，彻底的离开了什么？埃及，再也怎么样？回不去了。
So God not only prepared the Israelites the land, and also prepared them the Red Sea to cross. And in other words, that God cut off the ties between the Egyptians, the world, and the Israelites. So there is no turning back for them.
所以我们受洗，对不对？为什么神要我们受洗？
And speaking of the practice of baptism,
在某一个意义上来讲，那一个红海。跟这一个水，我们受洗的水，在属灵的代表上相不相似？
And to some extent, and spiritually, I believe the water that is to baptize brothers and sisters kind of is a little similar with that Red Sea.
对，神对以色列人说，你们受过红海，是受洗归入摩西。
And because the Bible says that when you cross the Red Sea, you were baptized and then brought back to Jesus. Brought back to Moses.
Moses.
Sorry, Moses.
对，不能乱讲了。Yeah.
To Moses.
你们过红海是让你们受洗归入了摩西，因为摩西带你们出来的。
Yes, indeed. The Bible says that when you cross the Red Sea, you were baptized and then you brought back to Moses.
那现在基督徒呢？
And in a similar way, today's Christians.
我们受洗归入谁啊？归入基督。
So we are baptized, and in other words, when we go through the water, we're brought back to Jesus.
以色列人受洗就离开了埃及，跟埃及一刀两断。
So when the Israelites in the ancient time, in the Old Testament time, and they went through the Red Sea, in other words, they were baptized, and they're no longer ties between them and Egypt.
那基督徒呢？基督徒我们就经过受洗。我们跟这个世界怎么样？拜拜了。
And so today's Christian, when we're baptized and when we go through the water, we are cut off from the world.
你不能再回头回埃及了。
And there is no turning back either to the world or to Egypt.
看懂了没有
？So do you understand?
好，那我们再往下再看一节圣经，《约书亚记》。第四章十九到二十二。
And let's move down to the fourth book. That is the book of Joshua, chapter 4, verse 19 through 22.
十九节，正月初十日，百姓从约旦河里上来，就在基甲，在耶利哥的东边安营。
So verse 19, now the people came up from the Jordan on the 10th of the first month, and they camped at Gilgal, on the eastern edge of Jericho.
他们从约旦河中取来那十二块石头，约书亚就立在基甲。
So verse 20, as for those 12 stones which they had taken from the Jordan, Joshua set them up at Gilgal.
那
Gilgal.
以色列人说，日后你们的子孙问他们的父亲说，这些石头什么意思？
And so verse 21, and he said to the sons of Israel, when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what are these stones?
你们就告诉他们说，以色列人曾走干地过约旦河。
And verse 22, then you shall inform your children, saying, Israel crossed this Jordan River on dry ground.
好，这是第四章，第五章。
And let's move down to chapter 5.
我们要看第八节。
Verse
8
through 11.
那念到十一节。
Yeah, well, let's read it from verse 8 through 11.
国民都受完了割礼，就在住在营中自己的地方，等到痊愈了。
Now, when they had finished circumcising all the nation, they remained in their places in the camp until they recovered.
耶和华对约书亚说：“我今日将埃及的羞辱从你们身上滚去了。”因此那地名叫基甲直到今日。
Then the Lord said to Joshua, Today I have rolled away the shame of Egypt from you. So the name of that place is called Gilgal to this day.
以色列人在基甲安营，正月十四日的晚上，在耶利哥的平原守逾越节。
While the sons of Israel camped at Gilgal, they celebrated the Passover on the evening of the 14th day of the month on the desert plains of Jericho.
逾越节的次日，他们就吃了那地的出产，正当那日吃无酵饼和烘的谷。
Then on the day after the Passover, on that very day, they ate some of the produce of the land, unleavened cakes and roasted grain.
好，这是发生在以色列人身上，是他们出埃及后第几年？
So when did this happen? When did this happen? After they left Egypt.
40年后, 对吧?
40 years after they have left Egypt.
那么他们这40年是怎么过的日子?
And how did they spend the days and years when they left Egypt and still wandered in the deserts?
饭来张口。
They ate manna as provided by God.
天天有吃有喝,
they have things to eat and then have water to drink.
对不对? 40年,
for 40 years.
他们没有自己耕种, 他们一路就是天天跟着云柱火柱走。
Yeah.
本来是两年就走完了, 他们走了40年。
Yeah. So the Israelites didn't labor anything. They didn't labor, they didn't grow anything. But for 40 years, they ate, and everything that they had were provided by God.
有没有神迹奇事随着他们?
So, are there any signs in the miracle that followed them during this 40 years when they wandered in the wilderness?
天天都是神迹奇事,
and literally every day they witnessed the miracles and the signs.
所以他们在神的带领底下走了这个旷野的路40年, 最后今天神借着 另外一个第二代的新领袖叫做约书亚，把他们带过约旦河，到了对面就是应许之地，开始要走后面一段的日子的路。
Yeah, so they wandered and walked for 40 years in the wilderness led by Moses. So when it came to the end of 40 years, here come the second generation leader, that is Joshua, who led them out of the wilderness and came into the promised land, the land of Canaan.
对，神就开始了新一段的工作。
And from there, God started a new work with a new generation.
这一天是在正月几号?
十四号。
So
that was on the 14th day of the first month of the year.
又开始过了一个新的逾越节。
And once again, it started with the Passover.
这一次跟40年前有什么不一样?
And what's the difference between this Passover night compared to the Passover night 40 years ago?
同样的节,
these are the same festivals.
现在40年后过逾越节跟40年前他们过逾越节 有何不同?
So what's the difference between these two of Passover? 40 years before and 40 years later?
40年前 他们也过了一道水, 那道水叫做红海。
And so 40 years back, when the Israelites first start to leave Egypt, they crossed the water that was called the Red Sea.
那一个离开红海, 我刚刚解释了是跟谁一道两段?
I've explained to you that when we crossed the Red Sea, that symbolized that they've been cut off. They've been cut off from the world.
40年后,
and 40 years later,
神让他们再来到逾越节,
on the festival of a Passover.
而且行了割礼,
and they've been all circumcised.
神说,我把埃及的羞辱从你们身上除掉了。
And God talked to the Israelites by saying that I have taken away or rolled away the shame of Egypt from you.
好，他们现在进入了这一个应许之地，是第一代的人还是第二代的人？
So which generation who came to the promised land?
第二代，对吧?
The second generation, not the first generation of Israelites.
第一代的人到哪里去了?
And what happened to the first generation?
倒闭在旷野。
They all died in the wilderness except two.
他们为什么倒闭在旷野?
So why did they die in the wilderness?
因为他们
Because they didn't believe and they didn't trust in the word of God.
神说我要把你们带到应许给你们祖宗的那块地, 他们去了, 但是看了半天, 好是很好, 但是什么?
Yeah.
啊? 那边的人个个高头大马, 我们看着他们, 啊, 他们是巨人, 我们是蚱蜢。
Yeah. Yeah. So remember what happened to the first generation? Yes, indeed. When they were so close to the promised land, they sent out 12 spies to see what happened during this land. And the 12 spies, when they came, 10 of them actually reported bad news to the Israelites by saying, wow, the people, that the residents living there, they were giant, they're tall and strong, and we are just like a grasshopper. There is no way for us to defeat them. And you see, this is the first time that we see that how humble the Israelites are. They're honest, at least they're honest this time by saying, these residents in the promised land, they're giants, they're tall and strong, and we are just grasshoppers.
So we won't go,
And so because of a distrust or disbelief, God won't allow them to come into this promised land. And instead, he pointed Caleb and Joshua to go. So 38 years, how did they spend the years in the wilderness?
干嘛? 抱怨啊,
they kept complaining to God. They've been grumbling all the time.
你们不幸的恶心,
and that's a consequence of disbelief.
好，那现在神说，你们现在来了，过了约旦河，而且他们做一个很奇怪的事。
And now here come the second generation who are allowed to come to the promised land. And before they come to the, and so when they enter into the promised land, they do one really strange thing.
怎么办?
What did they do? They carry 12 stones.
他们先叫约柜下约旦河,
and first of all, they carry the ark and cross the Jordan River. So the Jordan River was opened.
跟40年前红海分开一不一样? 好, 一样也不一样。
That kind of reminds us what happened during the first generation when they crossed the Red Sea. The Red Sea was open as well.
一样是都是水分开了.
So what the same thing is, both actually were the waters were dried.
不一样在哪里? 第一次 红海分开是约柜在后面 只有摩西拿了杖一举水就开了，对吧？
So what is different is that when the first crossed the Red Sea, the ark was behind the Israelites, and when the Moses stretched out his staff, the Red Sea was opened.
对，这次有没有？ 如法炮制，神跟约书亚说：“哎，把你的杖向约旦河一举，水就会分开。”
So did Joshua do the same thing? No, he didn't. He didn't have the staff to stretch out, and so the Jordan River will be opened.
这一次神说：“你叫约扛约柜的祭司把约柜。”
So instead, God asked Joshua to have the priest carry the ark to go first. So when they carry the ark to cross the Jordan River, the Jordan River was opened up.
当祭司把脚踩在什么? 约旦河的时候，水就开了。And
the Bible records that when the priest set the foot in the Jordan River, the water was opened.
他们的信心开始怎么样？进步了。That
means their faith in God has increased a bit.
40年走下来，总有进步吧。So
after 40 years, I'm sure they've learned a lesson and learned how to trust in God a bit more.
他们天天都是看到神的神迹。
Because they've witnessed the miracles and signs that God has sent them.
神这一次叫他们脚踩下去水就开。
And so this time God asked the priest to set their foot in the water and the water was opened up.
对，这是跟40年前不一样。
And that was different than the first crossing of the Red Sea.
哦，叫 抬约柜的站在约旦河水底下。And
Joshua further
应该说这个河床上。
Yeah. So and further, Joshua asked the priest to when they try to cross the Jordan River, he asked them to stand in the ground of the Jordan River.
那这个时候水是分开的，对不对
？So the water was opened up. So there was a dry ground of the Jordan. There was a dry ground.
然后神说你们就好像搬石头。
And so Joshua asked them to carry 12 stones.
把十二块在这个河床底下的石头搬到对岸去，十二块。
And so they carry 12 stones from the Jordan River and they move these 12 stones across to the other, to the other side.
然后把和你们刚刚过来的这一边也搬十二块石头怎么样？摆在你们刚刚搬出去的这十二块石头的那个河床上。
And of course to, and they also carry another 12 stones from the other side to move down to the Jordan River.
什么意思
？So what does this mean? The 12 stones back and forth.
这十二块石头就代表他们十二个支派。
So these 12 stones represent 12 tribes of Israel.
把原来在约旦河东的十二块石头埋在这个河床底下，把这个河床里面的新的十二块石头搬到河的对面去做纪念。
So first of all, they carry this 12 stones from the east side of the Jordan River to
west side.
The west to the west.
从 east 搬到河床底下。
Okay.
又从河床底下搬新的十二块搬到。
I see. So here is here's the sequence. First of all, they carry 12 stones. They picked from the east side of the Jordan River, and then they buried it under the Jordan River, and then they just carried another 12 stones to the other side of the Jordan River. Okay. Oh, I was confused.
Good. You got it.
Yeah. Okay.
我现在问题是什么意思？
So what did this mean? Different 12 stones from one side to the river and another 12 stones from the river to the other side.
我刚刚解释的十二块石头代表他们十二个支派。
And like I mentioned earlier, these 12 stones represent 12 tribes.
那这个十二个支派今天要神要他们过约旦进到迦南地。
And now it's God's intention to lead them from the wilderness into this promised land, the land of Canaan.
那把这个石头放在这里，神说这是要作为一个纪念。
And God asked him to carry the 12 stones and set where he is destined. I mean, this is a kind of a monument to remember.
纪念什么？
To remember what?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，纪念什么？
So my dear brothers and sisters, what this is about to remember?
我们受洗的时候。
So when we were baptized,
一个意义来讲，我们跟这个世界隔开了一刀两断。
On one hand, we are cut off. It represents that we were cut off from the world.
这是红海代表的意思。
And this is what the Red Sea represents.
可是受洗有双重意义。
But here's a dual meaning of the baptism.
一面跟我们跟世界埃及一刀两断，现在过约旦是跟什么一刀两断？救人，对的。
Yes, so there was a dual meaning of a baptism. The first meaning is that we were cut off from the world as the Israelites left Egypt, and the second meaning of it that is to cut off from our old selves or the old creation.
因为当我们走旷野路的时候，神让我们看到一个很。重要的功课要学。
So when we were walking or wandering in the wilderness, there is one important lesson we learn.
为什么这一代的人出了埃及却进不了迦南？一个最大的拦阻是什么
？So why this first generation of Israelites who left Egypt but they are not be able to enter the promised land? What's the biggest obstacle they had?
我的老我。
The self, our old selves, the old creation.
神都已经把神的应许都让他们通通看过，但是他们看到那个伟大的巨人的时候，吓坏了。
And you see, God's intention is to leave them not only leave the Egypt, but also enter the promised land. But when they wander in the wilderness, what they see is this big, the fearful giants they're facing.
那他们要保，他们想保存什么？
性命。
老命
They try to save their own lives.
啊，他们都要把我们吃掉， 我们就没命了，我们就要变成，我们要死了，我们的妻子要做寡妇了，儿子要变成孤儿了。
Yeah, so when they see that these big giants in the promised land, they start to fear that they will lose their lives. So their wife will become a widow, and the sons will become orphans.
主耶稣说了一句很有名的话：你若要救自己的生命，你就要什么？失丧你的生命，你若为我失去你的性命，你就要得着你的性命。有没有这句话？
Yeah. So Lord Jesus used to say something that is a little paradoxic. That in order to, if you want to save your life, you must lose your life. If you lose life, you will save your life.
所以这一些犹太人这四十年倒闭在旷野，只告诉我们一件事情：不让我们进到神的应许之地，最大的拦阻不是撒旦，最大的拦阻是谁？
自己，
我自己。
So these first generation of Israelites who died in the wilderness and not being able to enter the promised land, the biggest obstacle that we learned from this tragedy is the biggest obstacle for us, the preventing us from entering the promised land is our old selves,
it's not Satan. 这是很重要的事情，我们不要什么事情都赖在撒旦的头上。
So let's not blame Satan for everything that we have done. It's us. It's our old selves.
所以在旷野整个这四十年，神要我们每一个基督徒学的功课就是对付谁？自己。
So during this 40 years as we wander in the wilderness, the biggest lesson that we learned that is how to deal with our old selves.
所以这一个过约旦就是这一个整个旷野的一个 conclusion， 一个毕业典礼。
So crossing the Jordan River is a conclusion, the final conclusion, and also the ceremony of completing this lesson.
那神就用这个标记来向世世代的人说，这就是过约旦河的真正的属灵的意义。
So by carrying these 12 stones from one side of Jordan River to the river and carry another 12 stones from the river to another side, this is the spiritual meaning of carrying 12 stones and crossing the Jordan River.
旷野搬来的12块石头埋在约旦河的水底下代表什么意思？
So these 12 stones from the wilderness to the Jordan River, so what do these 12 stones represent?
我与基督同钉十字架，对不对？
That means us and the Lord Jesus Christ died and nailed on the cross.
再说一次。
That we and Lord Jesus Christ nailed on the cross and died on the cross.
对，我与他同钉十字架，这不是罗马书第六章所说的话吗？
So this is said to be recorded in the book of Romans chapter 6 that we together with the Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross.
我与他的死联合。
So that we are related to his death.
这就是那十二块石头埋在了约旦河的下面。
So that's the meaning of carrying 12 stones from the wilderness and buried under the ground of the Jordan.
然后就要从这个河的底下搬新的十二块石头搬到对岸去。
And once again, now it's time for us to carry another 12 stones from the river to the promised land.
这个代表什么？
And what do these 12 stones represent?
死而复活。
That is, we died on the cross. We resurrected, and that means death and the resurrection.
受浸的第二个部分，当你从水上来的时候，你是与他的什么联合？与他的复活联合。
As in our baptism, when we came out of the water, we are connected to Jesus' resurrection.
看出来了没有？
So did you see the dual meaning, the two parts of a baptism?
Eureka!
I hope you really wake up and really pay attention to what I said.
You got it? Huh? Got it, good. I'm glad. 所以这是神在这个地方告诉约书亚，你们要这样做。
And that's why God asked Joshua to do this.
发生在几月？
And when did this happen?
啊, 正月。
That happened during the first month of the year.
这一圈又走回来了，这一圈本来两年可以走完的，现在搞了四十年。
And you see, this life is a big surprise, and it usually just takes 2 years, but now it took Israelites 40 years to finish the circle.
但是对神来讲，两年也好，四十年也好，都可以。对神来讲，因为神那里没有终的。
Yeah, but it doesn't matter to God because there is no God has passed the limit of time.
从逾越节到下一个逾越节，到下一个逾越节，你什么时候明白，你什么时候就过了一个门槛。提升到新的境界里头。
Yeah, it doesn't matter to God Himself. For Him, it's just Passover after another Passover. But it is up to us to really surpass and be able to overcome and until we jump to the next level of our faith.
那这个时候神要他们行割礼。
So during this Passover, God asked them to do the circumcision.
那割礼的意思就是不再相信自己的肉体。我们一切只相信神的话，神的应许。
Yeah, circumcision represents that we no longer trust in on ourselves, our old selves, but trust in God alone.
对吧？这个是我以前跟你们讲过的，在亚伯拉罕的身上，他什么时候行割礼的？
And this is what I explained while I'm sharing the message regarding Abraham. When did Abraham take the circumcision?
99岁。
When he was 99 years old,
他第二次被神因信称义的时候，神叫他行割礼。
And during his second, when he was once again was called being justified by God, when he was 99 years old, he was circumcised.
他二十年前是第一次这个。因信称义，但是那个时候神没有叫他行割礼。
And 20 years back, when God first called upon him, he believed in God. But by the time God didn't ask him to take, to have the circumcision.
这个是发生在正月，对吧
？So that happened. That happened on the first month of the year.
还有什么事情正月发生
？And what else had happened during the first month of the year?
出埃及记四十章。
Other than the circumcision and also the Joshua.
出埃及记四十章。
Let's get back to the Exodus chapter 40.
对，第一节到第三节。
Verse 1 through 3.
耶和华晓谕摩西说：正月初一，你要立起帐幕。
So then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, On the first day of the first month, you shall set up the tabernacle of a tent of the meeting.
把法柜安在里面，用幔子将柜遮掩。
You shall place the ark of the testimony there, and you shall screen the ark with a veil.
如果你把那一章圣经读完，你就知道会幕建好了，现在一切按部就班，按照神的话，他们通通做好了，神的荣耀就怎么样？充满整个的会幕。
Yeah. So, if you read through this whole chapter, that Exodus, book of Exodus, chapter 40, if you read through the whole chapter, you will know that God asked Moses to set up the tabernacle. So, until everything is set up, God's glory will fill the whole place.
这个释放的信息是什么
？And so, what does this mean, or what the message does it bring out?
神的帐幕。在人间。
So it means that God's tabernacle is in the midst of us.
它代表它的荣耀充满整个的会幕，代表什么
？So when His glory filled the whole meeting place, what does His glory mean?
这是大事。
That's a big thing.
什么大事？神跟人同住，这是大事。
And you have to bear this in mind. This is a big thing because God is living with people. Is living with us.
上一次神什么时候与人同住的
？And what happened when He lived with us? The last time.
伊甸园对吧
？That was in the Garden of Eden.
那是离开摩西多少年前啊？伊甸园的故事啊。
So what was the last time we
got to live with us?
That was 2,500 years.
对，2,500 年前， 亚当夏娃曾经跟神同住在伊甸园里头。
So in the book of Genesis, 2500 years back, when God lived with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, and since the fall of man,
他们就被扫地出门。
Both Adam and Eve were driven out.
从那一天起，神跟人就断掉了。
So from that day on, there is a big gap between God and human beings.
现在圣经告诉我们。自从他们按照神的启示把会幕立起来了，祭物献上了，神跟人之间的关系就怎么样？恢复了，神又回到他的子民中间，与人同住。
So 2,500 years later, and once again, when Moses set up the tabernacle, and God set his dwelling place with the people, that means there is a reconciliation and restoration between God and the people. And here's God is living in the midst of us.
圣经说哪一天发生的？
And when did the second,
正月,
when did this happen?
初一。
That happened on the first day of the first month of the year.
所以你看，神做事有他的什么？时间性。
And so did you see the timing of God's work?
所以我们要明白，神如果他做的这些重点的事情都有他的神的时间，我们要跟他怎么样配合。
And so you see, God does his things according to his own timing, and what we can do is to try to work with him.
好，那我们再，因为时间不多了，最后一个。
And because of time constraint, let's go to the last aspects.
历代志下。
Yeah, the second chronicle, let's come down to the fourth and also the last meaning.
29章第二节到第三节。
Yeah, let's come down to the second chronicle, chapter 29, verse 2 through 3.
这个王叫做西西家。
Also, this is a story about the king Hezekiah.
现在这个西西家王是以色列，这个本来他们是一个国，后来所罗门之后，这个国分为南北朝。
Yeah, so a brief introduction regarding the time of King Hezekiah. That since after the Solomon, after the reign of Solomon, there is no longer a united kingdom, but rather it was split into two kingdoms, the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom.
对，现在我们看的这个西西家王是南朝的第十三个王。
And so the king Hezekiah was the 13th king of the southern kingdom.
他是一个好王。
He was a good king.
他做了讨神喜悦的事。
He did many things that is pleasing to God.
对，但是北朝呢？
But while as a contrast during in the northern kingdom,
没有一个王像样。
No king was a good king.
对，所以。西西家做这件事情的时候是主前727年。
And so King Hezekiah did this during the time of I believe
723
BC.
对，但是722就722年，就是过了五年之后。
But 5 years later, that is at 722 BC.
北朝就亡了，没有了。
And so the northern kingdom was conquered.
所以你就知道南朝能够继续存在，就是因为西西家王做了对的事，所以他们还得保存。
So bear this in mind, the reason that the southern kingdom remained because the king Hezekiah did the right things.
好，那我们来读这几节圣经。
So let's read these two verses. That is, Second Chronicle chapter 29, verse 2 through 3.
西西家行耶和华眼中看为正的事，效法他主大卫一切所行的。
He did what was right in the sight of the Lord in accordance with everything that his father David had done.
第三节，元年正月，开了耶和华殿的门，重新修理。
Verse 3, in the first year of his reign, in the first month, he opened the doors of the house of the Lord and repaired them.
好。这里就告诉我们，这个王为什么讨神的喜悦，因为他把以前被废掉的这个神的殿又重新修起来，然后按照该献的祭物、该献的礼物，完全照神当年吩咐摩西的话 全部恢复。
And so now we know the reason that why this king, King Hezekiah, was pleasing to God. This is because that he followed everything his forefathers, his father and Moses has done. He opened the doors of the house of the Lord. In other words, that holy temple. He repaired them. He also offered the sacrifice. And it did exactly what his ancestor or Moses has taught him to do.
在圣殿里面本来有偶像。
And bear this mind, there were used to be idols listed in the holy in the temple of God.
所以这个西西家王就把偶像砍掉。
So King Hezekiah removed every idol from the holy temple.
这些利未人，这些祭司重新分别为圣。
And so he also set these Levites apart.
献神要他们献的这些祭物礼物
they started to offer the sacrifice as been instructed by God in the beginning.
什么时间
And let's see the timing. Let's see the timing of his doing.
正月
That's the first month of the year.
所以神就带下极大的祝福给西西家的王朝
And because he does according to God's timing, so God blessed him with many blessings.
那你如果有时间，你回家你再看这个以斯拉记。也是一样，第六章第十九节，你看到类似的事情。
Yeah, and also if we move down to continue to read in the Old Testament, especially the book of Ezra, chapter 6, verse 19, you see the same thing happen according to that. You can see that how Israelites work with God's timing.
这是又过了差不多210年以后。就是这个以斯拉的故事。
And so 210 years later, that's during the time of the prophet Ezra, you see what happened to those exiles who, the Israelites, how they restore.
我把这么多的圣经摆在弟兄姊妹的面前，我要证明一个点。
So you see, I've listed all these passages before you. I try to prove one thing.
每次到了正月。在整个以色列人的历史当中
So during the whole history of the Israelites When we talk about the first month of the year
神要祝福他的以色列民总是把他们带回到第一个月开始
And everything that when God tried to bless the Israelites, his people He always bring them over and over to the beginning of the year
不管是会幕的时代
Whether it's during the time of the tabernacle
后来圣殿的时代
And later on the time of the holy temple
圣殿被毁了重新建第二个圣殿的时代
And also during the time of the second holy temple
神做的事都是在正月
He does exactly the same thing He always bring the Israelites back over and over on the first month of the year
在那些不同的世代里面被神所使用的人他的仆人都是抓住神的时间
Although in different times but the servants his faithful servants always grasped the right timing to work with God
神就跟人怎么样配合
So you seeUntil we are willing and we grasp the right timing, God will work with us.
神跟人的关系就恢复了。
And our relationship with God will be restored and reconciled.
所以我们现在站在一个新的开始。2022年正月开始，对吧
？And now we are also standing at the right time. We are standing at the first month in the first month of the new year.
我盼望我们每一个弟兄姊妹在神的面前。必须把所有过去所有的失败，我们在神的面前好好的把对付清楚。
And it's truly my desire, my prayer that when we are standing in the first month of the year, we would be seriously dealing with our difficulties, our losses, our failures right before God.
该认的罪，好好的认。
Let's confess our sins.
求神的赦免，怜悯我们。
And also, let's pray to may the Lord give us His forgiveness.
神总有恩典，神的恩典总是够我们用。
Because His grace is always sufficient for all of us.
那我们跟神就能够有一个对的关系，神就可以把他的祝福。
When we set our relationship with God straight, God is going to bless us and pour it onto us.
只要你抓住神的时间
As long as you grasp the right timing of God
好那我做一个最后的注脚
And let me take the last note of it
圣经讲的时间
不是犀利。
So let us bear this mind that God's timing is different than the calendar, nowadays calendar.
我们有今天的犀利，对不对？ January
Yeah, we're living in this calendar that's quite different than God's timing. We have this January, February to the December.
神有神的什么 calendar?
God has His own timing and a calendar. Bear this mind.
他做事不是按照西历的时间，他做事是按照神的，犹太历的时间。
He does his thing not according to our own calendar, but according to his own timing and his own calendar.
所以我要你们回家去找，今年什么时候是正月。
So let me give you this a homework. It should be fairly easy one. Let's find out what is the first month of the year according to the Jewish calendar.
好，我们低头祷告。
Let us bow down and pray.
亲爱的主。
Dear Heavenly Father and dear Lord.
你告诉我们万事都有定时。
You have told us that there is an appointed time for everything.
而且你做的每一件事情都有它的时间。
And there is always a timing in your doing.
主啊，只是我们对你的时间不明白。
We just don't know. Sometimes we just don't know your timing, Lord.
我们总是按照我的时间来做事。
We always try to do things according to our own schedule.
主啊，求你赦免我们的无知与眼瞎。
And Lord, please forgive our blindness and our ignorance.
今天你把你的话再次放在我们每一个弟兄姊妹的面前。
And once again, you have put your word into our hearts.
主啊，你曾经说过你要知道怎么样数算自己的时间。
You have taught us that how we gonna count our days.
就可以得着智慧的心。
So that we may have the heart of wisdom.
而且你又借着你的仆人保罗告诉我们。
And also also through your servant Apostle Paul.
要爱惜光阴。
We shall treasure our time.
主啊，不要做糊涂人。
Lord, let all of us no longer be foolish.
主啊，求你来赐下属灵的智慧聪明。
May you grant us this wisdom.
让我们不但听见你的话。
So not only that we will listen to your word.
让我们能够明白你的话。
But also we will know your word.
并且能够照着你的话去行。
And furthermore that we will be able to practice your word.
让你的旨意可以真正贯穿在你整个的教会里。
So that you will be fully fulfilled in your church.
求你祝福今天我们听到的这篇道。
May you bless everyone who has listened to your word.
让我们做一个体贴神心肠的人。
So let all of us be the one who set our hearts about your word.
听我们的祷告。
Hearing this prayer.
从耶稣基督宝贵。
We pray this prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢。